You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome in. This is Christy Lee, guest hosting for Harrison Smith today. Not enough of you complained, so I'm back. I did this for the first time on Friday. Today is Monday, and you'll get me back tomorrow. But lots to talk about today, different format, because there's a lot I want to cover. But again, since this is only the second time I've done this, who knows if it's as packed of a show as I think it is. Thank you for your patience with me. If you didn't catch Friday, just a brief summary of who I am. I'm a longtime traditional news anchor for the past 20 years in corporate-controlled media, now a fugitive of that, and just trying to get the truth out. I really talked about how, in my quest to figure out how I wanted to approach news in a different way, I want to make sure both sides are given, but I also want a faith-based approach because that is important to me, and I feel the only way to truly figure out what the truth is. So a lot to talk about today, specifically was at the Texans for Vaccine Choice rally over the weekend. Got to meet some of you afterwards. That was really neat. Really like feeling that sense of community because my background is in local news. I always got to feel like I was part of the community and connect with viewers. So really nice to get a taste of that again by meeting some of you out there. Also, a little bit shadowed by the fact that Owen Schroyer is going through these attacks as far as being called in on a warrant with the FBI shortly after finding out that Alex and Roger Stone were cleared. So that was kind of a whirlwind finding that out. And again, since I want to approach this in a faith-based way, I hope you'll humor me and allow me to read some verses that I hope Owen will stand on and that we can all agree in prayer on for Owen and for those of us that have been feeling spiritually attacked. We're all in this battle together. This is spiritual warfare, I believe. So one of the verses that my parents wanted me to specifically give to Owen was from Isaiah 54:14-17. It says, "In righteousness you will be established. You will be far from oppression, for you will not fear, and from terror, for it will not come near you. If anyone fiercely attacks you, it will not be from me. Whoever attacks you will fall because of you. Behold, I myself have created the smith who blows on the fire of coals and produces a weapon for its work, and I have created the destroyer to inflict ruin. No weapon that is formed against you will succeed, and you will condemn every tongue that accuses you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me." Also, some verses in Ephesians that stuck out to me. One of those was discussed in church on Sunday, Ephesians 5:8-10. "You groped your way through that murk once, but no longer. You're out in the open now. The bright light of Christ makes your way plain, so no more stumbling around. Get on with it. The good, the right, the true. These are the actions appropriate for daylight hours. Figure out what will please Christ and then do it." And from Ephesians 6:10-18, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people." So thanks for humoring me with reading those verses this morning. I hope that we can all stand together, agree in prayer on these verses. It's not just Owen that's under attack. All of us are under attack right now. This is spiritual warfare. I believe it. So let's not forget to pray for one another, keep standing, and face the battle ahead. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to have more on Owen and all of the other battles that we are facing. That's going to be after the break.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade. And we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the InfoWar, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
Christy Lee, guest hosting for Harrison Smith today. Owen Schroyer is big news right now. He was just on the show with Alex last night. Y'all know what he's going through right now. I was just talking about how I believe this is all spiritual warfare. We are getting it and we have to fight back. But with my background in journalism, longtime news anchor and reporter, 20 years in the business, I really like to go over how articles cover certain things and kind of break down and hopefully teach you how to spot, and then you can then call out when news places are being biased or maybe throwing a little bit more adjectives in than are necessary. So the first one I will read from is BuzzFeed, always a reliable source of news. This is InfoWars host Owen Schroyer has been charged in the January 6th riots. It says in a new complaint filed on Friday, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington charged Schroyer with illegally going into a restricted area on the Capitol grounds and disorderly conduct. And the FBI said it received an anonymous tip from someone noting another video that appeared to show Schroyer at the top of a set of stairs on the east side of the Capitol. Pay attention to these types of words. Anonymous. He appeared to be at the top of the set of stairs on the east side of the Capitol. Yet, something else I wanted to get into, a Utah man, we all know, Jaden X, charged with illegally going into the Capitol, John Earl Sullivan, even briefly landed in trouble with the government. And then it says after he'd been arrested, then he was allowed to go home, subject to a set of court-imposed restrictions on his internet and other activities. So I believe we're going to continue to see people treated differently, depending on what side of the aisle you're on. Prosecutors cited a video posted on the InfoWars platform that showed Schroyer at a rally downtown on January 5th talking about his belief that the election was stolen from former President Donald Trump and whipping up the crowd around him. Bear that in mind when I show you a video later when that didn't used to be such a big deal if you had election concerns. But now it is. And from AP, every time they refer to Alex, of course, it's preceded by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones faces. We're talking about Owen Schroyer now faces misdemeanor charges such as disorderly conduct, entering a restricted area of the Capitol grounds. And they always have to have their adjectives or qualifiers. Program right-wing website, InfoWars, Owen Schroyer. And there you go again, conspiracy theorist, Alex Jones. It's like they can never help themselves with having these qualifiers. Schroyer was seen on the west side of the Capitol next to the inauguration stage, as well as at the top of the stairs on the east of the Capitol, authorities said in documents. Nearly 600 people have been charged with federal crimes in the deadly riot. Again, we have the word deadly. Remember who died that day? Ashley Babbitt. No reason why we continue to factor in suicides and natural causes deaths. The person that died that day was Ashley Babbitt. The only reason that you get to say deadly riot when you write these articles. Never quantified. This one is from Deseret.com. It says he now faces criminal charges talking about John Sullivan. Sullivan, by his own admission, was in the middle of several protests and riots throughout the summer and fall of 2020, culminating in the Capitol insurrection in January 2021. Sullivan wasn't there in support of former President Donald Trump, which is why we might see him being treated a little differently than Owen Schroyer. Charges he faces are criminal. But again, what's happening with Sullivan? What's happening with Jaden X? Claims he was acting as a journalist. Last time I checked, Owen Schroyer was part of the media. It might be a media that you don't like, but it's still a media outlet. NBC, CNN, and other news outlets, he sold his footage, Jaden X, for $90,000. Apparently he had to give some of that back. This is also interesting, stuck out to me in this article. First Amendment freedom guaranteed to the press finds hazy application in this century. Sullivan, uncredentialed, self-employed, and reliant upon social media spikes and YouTube hits, wants protection. However, questions remain. Are only credentialed journalists representing a media organization recognized by the Constitution? I think we're going to hear more of that as independent media wants to cover things. We might get shut out because they're going to say we aren't protected because we're not government approved or credentialed. So that's interesting. That stuck out to me. Reason writers thought Sullivan was on their side. He says, I know how to not draw attention to myself. The only way to fit in is the best way that you possibly can. Maybe was that because he was wearing a Trump hat at one point as shown in a picture on Discord? I don't know. So he basically admits, but when you do a fact check, No, he was not Antifa or BLM. He had that on his social media, hashtag BLM, hashtag Antifa. But he is not part of Antifa. That is false. We fact-checked that. January 6th defendant could go back to jail after government caught him streaming conspiracy theory content. Notice this word. Egregious violations, not only by repeatedly accessing the internet, but also by doing so specifically to watch election fraud conspiracy theory videos. More than that, government described how Jensen also eventually admitted to the pretrial service office that he'd spent 2 days watching Cyber Symposium hosted by MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, one of the most prominent and prolific proponents of the election fraud conspiracy theories and lies that fueled the January 6th riots. See how they write this stuff? You have to pay attention to how they write this stuff. That's from BuzzFeed. Jensen will not abandon the misguided theories and beliefs. Is he on trial because of what he did or because of his misguided theories and beliefs? It is a crime to believe something different that led him to menacingly chase U.S. Capitol Police. All these adjectives, which focused on promoting and bolstering voter fraud, falsehoods, and conspiracies, made the violations especially egregious. Remember when this wasn't wrong or unlawful to question an election? Let's take a trip down memory lane. Can we have that clip of when Democrats were saying that the election was rigged?
I continue to think that our voting machines are too vulnerable.
For researchers have repeatedly demonstrated that ballot recording machines and other voting systems are susceptible to tampering.
Even hackers with limited prior knowledge, tools, and resources are able to breach voting machines in a matter of minutes.
In 2018, electronic voting machines in Georgia and Texas deleted votes for certain candidates or switch votes from one candidate to another.
The biggest seller of voting machines is doing something that violates Cybersecurity 101, directing that you install remote access software, which would make a machine like that, you know, a magnet for fraudsters and hackers.
These voting machines can be hacked quite easily.
You could easily hack into them. It makes it seem like all these states are doing different things, but in fact, three companies are controlling this.
It is the individual voting machines that pose some of the greatest risk.
There are a lot of states that are dealing with antiquated machines. Right? Which are vulnerable to being hacked.
The workers were able to easily hack into an electronic voting machine. It was possible to switch votes.
43% of American voters use voting machines that researchers have found have serious security flaws, including back doors.
We know how vulnerable now our systems were. I know the hackathon that took place last year where virtually every machine was broken into fairly quickly.
I actually held a demonstration for my colleagues here at the Capitol where we brought in folks who, before our eyes, hacked machines.
This is too important to not forget. We need to keep on reminding them that it was okay for them to have concerns about those machines. It was okay for them. It's not okay. In fact, it's unlawful. In fact, according to AP, CNN, MSNBC, and all the others, it's egregious, misguided, dangerous even for this side to have questions about election integrity, but not them. Democrats said voting machines can be hacked, votes can be switched, but it's okay because it was them saying that. Why wasn't it dangerous or egregious or anything then? We know why. And we know why that's part of the conversation about Owen Schroyer. Speaking of, don't forget, defendowen.com, defendowen.com, if you want to be part of this spiritual warfare battleground, as I was saying earlier. I'll see you back on the other side.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that last for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution all around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Because we are in a battle. I'm Christy Lee, guest hosting for Harrison Smith today. As a former journalist, I'm really passionate about empowering you to spot real news. The breakdown for me was when the frontline doctors were censored, and I was just shocked and appalled at other journalists cheering this on. I felt I needed to remind my colleagues and also empower others to know what true journalism is. You can find my full video on KLTV. Christy Lee TV is my YouTube channel. I'm going to play a little bit for you right now. This is right after. This is when I was still a news anchor, right when I was starting to feel most uncomfortable. Here's a little bit of that video.
Journalists should be as transparent as possible about sources and methods so audiences can make their own assessment of the information. American Press Institute. That's how I want to start off this video. This is timely because tonight on KMPH.com we have an article about a recent results of a survey done by the Gallup in the Night Foundation, and it highlights Americans' feelings toward the press. And it basically shows that Americans are losing faith in an objective media. Now, in that article, it says that maybe moving forward, journalists and reporters should be more transparent about their process as they're doing stories, maybe let you in behind the curtain a bit. Well, I'm going to let you in behind the curtain with this video of just how I feel about the direction of journalism. I've already expressed some disappointment on my Facebook page and have disagreed with some of my colleagues on this subject. Sometimes things get lost in translation through words, so I thought, I'll try a video. And also, who doesn't love some pictures? So here's this. I wanted to use a picture to describe what I think journalism is based on my over 15 years of experience in this field, which I know isn't a lot compared to some people. One thing I do know is that I'm always learning and I'm always open to learning. This is just my opinion on what journalism is with my years of experience and, you know, the degree. So I found it fascinating talking to someone that they don't really know what it is that we do. So I'm going to try and explain it to you. And we can discuss it. So I wrote this picture. What I believe is foundational to journalism is freedom of speech and freedom of information. We need access to that information to convey to you, and we need the ability to convey that information, which as long as all that information is available, we can put it out there, we can hold people accountable, which is I'm getting to later, and we can have discussion and dialogue and move forward. Close second, or like the floor of the house, I would say, is attribution. So maybe you're not familiar with what attribution is. If you're not, attribution is basically who is saying what. So often in stories, you'll hear us say, police say there was a shooting tonight on 3rd Street. We don't just say, there was a shooting tonight on 3rd Street. I mean, if we do say that, we say, according to police. It always comes back to who is saying it. Because authority is crossed out because we, as journalists and reporters, we are not to be the authority. We are the messenger. So I have actually another paper to show that. Journalists, we're not the authority of the information. We should not be the authority of the information. But rather, we are the messenger. We are delivering the info to you. Coming back to what I began this with, so that you can make the assessment of the information. So that's very important.
inside the house. If you had one side of the house crooked, then the house would be leaning, right? You need to have both sides of the house to keep it standing up straight. So how do we keep that balance? We get all sides, right? And obviously facts and truth is in the middle because that is what we're after. But sometimes the facts and truth won't be clear right away. And again, it's not our authority to tell you what it is, but we're going to try and get to the facts and truth by talking to everyone. So you might have some experts saying one thing, some experts saying another thing. We're also trying to talk to real people to get perspective, and then talking to people about their personal experiences on a certain subject. So we're trying to basically talk to a lot of people and then give you what they're saying, and then you can decide. Now, sometimes a challenge in reporting is that you're putting a story together and you really try and get both sides, but the one side won't call you back. I just had this experience with a story I was doing, and I wanted to get Governor Newsom's a side of the story, but he did not call me and would not comment on the story, so I had to say that. We reached out to Governor Newsom, and he declined to comment. That's all you can do if they decline. So, moving on. I think I touched upon this already, but about those speaking the truth and the accuracies and the facts. If even remotely unclear, then we need to let all the sides be heard, because some people are going to say the fact and the truth is different. So in those cases, we really need to let all sides be heard so that, again, going back to the fundamental and foundational thing of journalism, freedom of information and freedom of speech, and again, allowing you as the audience to assess the information and you decide. That is, again, what the American Press Institute has to say about it. Okay, so one argument that I've gotten in this is like, but the majority of people, what if the majority of people are saying this or that? Here's what I have to say about that. Majority does not equal truth. Now, this might be a bad example, and you can challenge me on this, but in the past, people did this thing called bloodletting. You see it in the movies, medieval times, but even up into the 19th century, people were doing bloodletting as a treatment option. The majority of the health industry was doing bloodletting, and it took a minority of voices to say this doesn't make sense for healing, and so now we don't do that anymore. So it's usually, I mean, in some cases, minority voices is what leads us to progress. So majority doesn't always equal right, is my opinion on that.
And okay. I know you guys are loving the graphics that I had and that video, but you get to just, so you can find that video on my YouTube channel, as long as I have a YouTube channel. Christy Lee TV is what, where you're going to find that. Good video, even though it suffers from graphics. It's just to empower you to know what true journalism is so that you can call out. If you are not challenging these other journalists to report news fairly and you're not challenging this narrative, then they can continue to shove this terrible journalism down our throats. So hopefully you'll go back, watch that, get the gist of it. And speaking of journalism integrity, I had the pleasure of talking with someone I admire, Cheryl Atkinson. She still hosts Full Measure on the Sinclair, for Sinclair Broadcast Group, and does some independent journalism. And we're going to go straight to her after this break. It's going to be in two parts, but I want you to hear from her because she's actually someone that I still very much admire. She just wrote an article about a cancer drug that was approved under an accelerated process that now they're issuing, the FDA is issuing a death warning on. FDA issuing a death warning on a new cancer drug approved through an accelerated process. Does that sound familiar? Think about that. And that's an article off of Cheryl Atkinson. You're going to see her next.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting legal battles is not fun and it's not cheap. Trust me, we know all about that here at InfoWars. And now, unfortunately, I have become a big political target of the New World Order and of the Democrat Party and of the mainstream media. Now, I'm just one in a group of many that they are targeting, but boy, oh boy, are they coming after me now, and so I need your financial assistance at defendowen.com. I'm going to have lawyers working on this case all the time, unfortunately. It's not going to be cheap. It's not going to be fun, but you can ease some of the stress, ease some of the financial burden by going to defendowen.com if you're able to financially support. Of course, your words of support mean everything. Your prayers are paramount, but defendowen.com for financial support so that I can be sure that I have the best legal team for this defense, which is going to be key for free speech and for the truth and to keep me on air. Thank you for going to defendowen.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years. It is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com. You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, a 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. And they profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome to KLTV.news. I'm Christy Lee. I'm super excited to be joined today by Cheryl Atkinson. She's a longtime Emmy award-winning journalist, correspondent, host of Full Measure, doing a lot of very important independent work, also author. I have two of your books, Cheryl. Let's just welcome you in. I have The Smear and Slanted, and just wanted to talk to you because this has been an ongoing conversation about journalism, and really be interested to hear your take on, I feel like in the 20 years I've been in the news business that it changed quite dramatically over the past 2 years. What has your experience been? You've been in journalism a lot longer.
Well, I've watched what I would call a slow devolution of the news that I have written about in the books.
But I would say in 2016, there was a concerted effort beginning with Donald Trump on the political stage by powerful interests to shape news in a way that we had never seen before, including online and online access to information and news. Because in my view, that was the last place, sort of the wild frontier, that was not dominated by political and corporate interests. People were still able to go online, even if they couldn't get it on TV, and see unfettered access to information. Well, a lot of people who are against Donald Trump, particularly corporations that didn't fare well or didn't think they would fare well under a Trump presidency because they had not gotten him elected, a lot of them thought this was a huge flaw in their ability to control information. So they went after the online universe quite successfully from the 2016 to the 2020 time period, whereby there are people that may not even remember now. You used to be able to get information that you wanted to get without these third parties, these conflicted interests coming in and telling you, you can't see something, you can't hear something, you can't read something. So it's been a huge change.
In your book, The Smear, you talk about Media Matters and you compare that to an anthill. Can you explain that to people that are not in journalism so they can understand what's going on?
Well, there are a lot of groups, and there have been comparisons and dissections of conservative, liberal, and groups in between that control the information landscape in a way that people can't imagine. And one of them that had not been really well dissected is the liberal propaganda group Media Matters that I dug into for the book. And it was like an anthill in terms of all the trails underground that you don't see when you just see that one little hole that comes up the top. Well, like that, Media Matters turns out to be a conglomerate of organizations and big money, really the same group of people, but under different names. Maybe the name is the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Maybe the name is Share Blue. Maybe the name is a political action committee. But these are the same people collecting millions upon millions of dollars to influence the information you get, to interact with news people, to get stories planted in the press, to pretend to be the media and plant stories that they want put out there. And I think, again, people underestimate how powerful relatively few interests are when they work in this fashion through a network of nonprofits and political action committees and LLCs and websites and so on.
One thing that I've noticed, particularly as a news anchor in this past year, was a lot of adjectives in the scripts. There were a lot of times that there were no sources given, and it seems like there's been a lot of character assassinations. I just read an article today that says, referring to discredited scientists and doctors, but discredited according to who? It doesn't give a source. It just says discredited. So along this line of character assassination, it seems like they talk about the person instead of the issue or the science or the data. It just always goes after the person. And I know that you have talked about that this has gone beyond just name calling, but they like want to destroy these people's lives. Can you talk about that?
Well, yes. And that is a key hallmark of how you can see that there's AstroTurf likely at play, these powerful interests. They want to distract from the information. Maybe they don't have a good argument, or maybe they think the information they don't want you to know about is pretty good information. So they attack those who are reporting or the scientists who are researching that information in a very personal way, with the idea that the destruction is necessary. And they may attack them over something completely unrelated to the issue at hand, because if you discredit or destroy somebody in their profession, or get their bosses worried about them, or get them fired from their job, or get a scientist where the bosses at the academic institutions of the hospital where he works come down on him because suddenly they think he's controversial with something he's researching that they don't want researched. This is how they operate, but that's a key sign. It should be, and I think a lot of people realize this, for people in the public to understand that there are forces trying to manipulate information that person is giving or giving access to.
Another observation I've had is that we're supposed to be holding government accountable, but instead it seems like more and more it's becoming the mouthpiece. And if you question any three-letter agency, you're suddenly a conspiracy theorist. And my question is, we don't want to think that there's sinister things going on, But at the same time, this is personal to you because you say that you were even hacked into your computer.
Well, going back to trusting the government, I talked in my first book about how I naively graduated from college thinking the government kind of always had to tell the truth, as silly as that sounds. And my realization and experience with stories as to how this is often not the case and why. And it's healthy and natural. A free press should be asking questions of government, whoever's in charge. Doesn't mean that what they're saying isn't true, but oftentimes it's not a complete story. Sometimes it's not true. And it's up to us to help uncover that, not just vomit out the propaganda. We were taught in journalism college that when you're issued a press release or a statement from a corporation or government, you're not to just report that verbatim if you're doing a news story about it. You're supposed to dig into that if you think there's something newsworthy and say, what is the full picture? Is it being told here? What is the news? And instead, I saw at CBS News where I work that we started just regurgitating the party line, I would call it, of whoever they wanted to believe that was in a position of power, unquestioningly and very unjournalistically, and found out many times that what we were parroting was completely wrong, if not at least, at the very least, misleading or one-sided. So that's been a huge change. And yes, the government did spy on my computers. It was a surprise to me, too, because it was before we knew they were doing it to so many people. And the only reason I learned of it as I was doing stories about government issues was I had intelligence sources that told me this was going on, not just with me, but with a lot of people. And I'm still in court trying to fight that because the Department of Justice, despite the airtight forensics, which are like a fingerprint proving what the government did, if the Department of Justice isn't going to hold its own accountable and I'm forced at my own expense to go to court to try to sue them, well, that's a huge uphill battle I've learned. It doesn't matter that you have the forensic proof, a former federal agent admitting it, affidavits from the FBI and NSA sources. You have to get to a jury, and it's really hard to get past those first hurdles to even get to a jury to show them the information. But we're starting discovery in my case all these years later, actually right about now.
I'm finding that journalism is being redefined, especially for the younger generation. I admire when I follow you, your tweets and your journalistic integrity. It does seem to me that you share both sides. But even through that, you get attacks and called right-wing conspiracy theorists. So is this younger generation of reporters falling victim to the name-calling, falling victim to peer pressure, and also this rise of what they call advocacy journalism, where suddenly it's an excuse to take a political position? Thoughts on that?
I think you said it well when you said it's being redefined. There is an effort, as in many issues in our society, to redefine journalism as we once knew it. And I was shocked when I first saw journalism professors quoted during this time period, 2016 and past Donald Trump's election, when I saw them trying to redefine journalism so it could be used as a tool rather than to provide information, but as a tool of destruction for a side or an issue or an idea that certain people didn't want out there. I saw journalism professors quoted in letters to the editor that were put in highly placed publications that said things like, fairness and objectivity is overrated.
You can find this later on today on band.video, my page, Christy Lee TV. We're going to get that up later today, and we'll have more from Cheryl Atkinson on the other side of this break. Stick around.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade, and we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the InfoWar, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, a 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. And they profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show, and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deeper source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
Listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. This is Christy Lee, guest hosting for Harrison Smith today. Prompts are free. Spent years in the news industry with the assistance of a prompter, and feels good to be unplugged, unprompted, just coming at you. So earlier today, earlier in the hour, we were talking about how Owen Schroyer is under attack. What a wild day Friday was to be guest hosting this show in the morning and have the breaking news that Alex Jones and Roger Stone were cleared. And then hours later, find out that Owen Schroyer had a warrant out for his arrest. Crazy, crazy day, crazy news. But we know that we're under attack. I know that I've been under attack in different ways. Not on that level, but always prepared, because this is a battlefield. This is, if nothing else, a spiritual battlefield, spiritual warfare. And we're going to continue to not only keep, hopefully, Owen in your prayers and Alex in your prayers and all of us, but praying for all of you. We're all together in this. It takes each one of us in our communities, in our surroundings, to speak up for truth and to fight against tyranny and fight for our country.
Because that's what it comes down to. We want to remind you to go to defendowen.com if you'd like to show your financial support, defendowen.com. And also today been talking about journalistic integrity. Coming from the news field, traditional news field, I love journalism. I love words. I love words having definitive meanings. I love intentionality. I love all of these things about journalism and delivering a message to people and then allowing them to weigh the evidence. So you might say, well, Christy, now you have gone the other extreme, right? Are you a hypocrite because you're saying and railing that both sides need to be heard and now I'm giving this side? Well, I acknowledge that. I understand that that might seem strange, but here's the deal. I feel very comfortable with the other side getting representation. The other side is not being censored. The other side is in the mainstream. The other side you can find. So I'm doing my part to balance it out. This is part of the balancing out process. That's the conclusion I've come to. I want to be a voice for the voiceless, a tenant of journalism. And right now, the voiceless are those who have effectively had their voices taken away. They are banned, they are censored, they are targeted. So I'm going to do whatever I can for as long as I can to help those individuals be heard, no matter what it takes. That's my passion. And my passion is arming you with what journalism is supposed to be so we can defend something I love, something I wanted to do as a child. Something I had to walk away from, my childhood dream, because it didn't look like it did before. I want to see that again. I want to save it. I want to save this country. I want to save journalism. Now, getting back to that, we were hearing from Cheryl Atkinson, who I believe shares this love of journalism, who does a great job, I think, at sharing both sides, but has also faced actual attacks, a computer hack and everything else. So we're going to get right back into that. Here she is.
How are you surviving in this new climate? Like, you still have your show Full Measure. Have you had any threats to continuing what you're doing or being censored?
Well, surprisingly, people have told me, not very many, people have told me that sometimes completely factual stories that are supported have no unsupported opinion in them. They're footnoted and cited. I, too, have been subjected to the big tech censorship. If I've reported that CDC has reported false information about COVID-19, which is factually correct, sometimes that tweet or that article that I've written, I'm told, is censored when people try to share it. But this is all part of that dynamic we've discussed that I understand quite well. Overall, I've had quite a good platform. We have 43 million households we feed to on broadcast every Sunday. This is the biggest platform I've ever had, and that's continuing on for season 7, starting in a couple of weeks. And then I also try to cross-post what I do and where I write at CherylAtkinson.com. You know how hard it is to be an independent journalist, but a lot of people want that independent news, that they, the side of the story they're not getting elsewhere, or a piece of information they can't find because big tech is censoring it. I'm trying to, like you are, put that in a place that's accessible for people. And I'm just, like you, trying to keep at it and get as many eyeballs as I can, at least for people who want the information, provide a way for them to get it without telling them how they have to think or what they have to do with it.
And to wrap this up, because you've been so generous with your time, what is your advice to truth seekers and what is your advice to up-and-coming journalists on how to navigate?
Well, for the viewing public, I think don't be silent about what you see that's going on that's wrong with journalism or with this clampdown on information. Don't be bullied into the notion that it's just so big and so bad there's nothing you can do. Keep talking about it. Keep fighting it. It's very important. And quite frankly, I think a majority of people in the public, whatever their political party, they don't like the notion of ceding your ideas and the ideas of what you can access to some conflicted third party, which is ultimately directed by a corporation or political interest. As far as journalists, I think it's a tough landscape because they may find themselves working for places that don't want anybody that's not going to advocate in a one-sided way. And I don't really know how to advise in a circumstance like that. But I do tell people, and I'm on advisory boards, and I do work at my alma mater, the University of Florida Journalism College, and try to encourage people to think about writing and reporting off the given narrative, whatever it is, to find out what's really going on that other people aren't saying, to stick to the facts, to consider all viewpoints, to do more of what I think you and I consider journalism used to be and what I think a lot of people are really thirsty for. I guess that's what I would tell a journalist, is to try to open your mind and find a better story when it's not necessarily what you thought or what someone told you to report, but when you find out what's really going on.
And the best ways that we can support you and independent journalism is your books are on Amazon, I assume, or they go to your website. Where can we find you and support you?
Thank you. I try to cross-post almost everything at CherylAtkisson.com. You can get Slanted, The Smear, and Stonewalled anywhere that books are sold. And just keep talking about it and share these articles and stories when you see something that could be of value to people. Try to circulate them, because this environment is so tough to get good factual information on certain topics out because of the censorship. Try to get it around yourself to your friends and family.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Cheryl. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll get that up, both parts of that interview with Cheryl Atkinson, up on my website, kltv.news, and also on my band.video channel, Christy Lee TV. We'll get that up later today. Just trying to keep up with everything. Speaking of, we do have breaking news coming out of that interview. Not shocking news, but breaking. FDA grants full approval to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. That's coming from Reuters. And I say breaking, but not surprising, because we've been hearing that they all expected this to happen, well, today. Joe Dan Gorman had on Twitter just yesterday, and I retweeted, it's not suspicious at all that the government and the pharmaceutical companies already know they're going to get approval by the FDA tomorrow. Yeah, it's not suspicious at all. Well, it has happened, and we just heard from Cheryl Atkinson, and also an article that she had shared. Let us not forget that the FDA issues a death warning on new cancer drug approved through accelerated process. So the breaking news is that we have COVID-19 vaccine approval for Pfizer. But here's another drug that the FDA approved that they now have to issue a death warning on. Because why? Because it was approved through an accelerated process. That doesn't sound familiar at all. So don't let this deter you for your fight for truth. We know that the FDA, Fauci, the government, media, we know that they're all in bed together. And just because it gets approval, which they all do, was going to happen today, funny, does not mean that we stop fighting to show that there are concerns. There's bioethics concerns about this. So don't let that deter you from continuing to seek the truth, from continuing to seek the alternatives that are out there. As long as we're talking about journalistic integrity, I have 35 seconds. I wanted to give a shout out to Kayla Strayer. She is speaking the truth on her Facebook page, as long as she's allowed to be on there. I was going to read this for you. Maybe I'll get a chance to read all of that later. I don't have it in the next 20 seconds to read, so we'll try and get that in later. But wanted to remind you, take your health to the next level. Get high-quality everyday essentials for up to 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. That is how we are still on the air, not completely banned yet. InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, All of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
I'm guest hosting for Harrison Smith today. We have talked about Owen. We have talked about the Texans for Vaccine Choice rally over the weekend. We are going to see some highlights from that in the next segment, but wanted to give you some personal update. I was on Owen's show a few times now, dealing with how my school system has handled this mask mandate situation. So background on me, I moved from California. I was a news anchor in California, then moved to Texas. I was excited to live in a freer state. My kids didn't get to go to school last year. I had to homeschool them by day, news anchor by night. It was not easy and it was not ideal. And my kids were very excited to go back to school. And then they pulled a fast one and said that masks were going to be required, although they did have an opt-out form, which I sent with my children. Well, now they're at it again. I got an update over the weekend from superintendent at the Round Rock Schools. And basically, it's a long way of saying now that there's resistance on these mask mandates and that they're going to take another look at this. And he's asked the board president to call a meeting. He'll be bringing recommendations at that time that the mask opt-out provision be reserved for health or developmental circumstances only. And that all staff. So basically, we can't use the opt-out form anymore unless we get a doctor's note. Well, I'm so brand new to Texas, I don't even have a doctor yet for the kids. Don't even have health insurance yet for the kids. So chances are I'm not going to be able to get any kind of a note. So this is highly frustrating. And then he patronizes people like me by saying, I miss seeing the smiling faces of our students and teachers, and I can't wait until we can all put our masks away. But that time is not now. Well, when is going to be the time? Because we know that they're saying booster shots are going to be needed for when, for how long? Ever? Forever? Flu hasn't gone away. We do booster shots. We do yearly flu shots. So when would we be able to put the mask away? Because you're trying to eradicate a virus that chances are not going, is not going to be eradicated. So you, how long do you really intend to keep our children's faces covered, to keep them from seeing their friends and smiling at their friends, to keep them from having their identity? It is so frustrating, and I wanted to break this up by showing a little video real quick of Fauci on masks before.
There's a lot of confusion among people and misinformation surrounding face masks. Can you discuss that?
The masks are important for someone who's infected to prevent them from infecting someone else. Now, when you see people and look at the films in China and South Korea, whatever, everybody's wearing a mask. Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of thing inside there?
Of course, of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill. The people who, when you look at the films of foreign countries and you see 85% of the people wearing masks, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not against it. If you want to do it, that's fine.
But it can lead to a shortage of masks.
Exactly. That's the point. It could lead to a shortage of masks for the people who really need it.
So he was saying actually some common sense things back then, but it was only because there was a PPE shortage. That's why he was saying that. So it was okay that he was misleading people back then if that's not what he truly thought in order to protect the mask. I mean, what is it with this guy? Very highly frustrating, tied to what we're seeing with vaccine mandates. It's happening so fast. We have to fight against it. We're going to show you highlights of the Texans for Vaccine Choice Rally over the weekend.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade. And we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the info war, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, Christy Lee, in for Harrison Smith again. And I had the pleasure of going to a Texans for Vaccine Choice rally over the weekend on Saturday. Lots of great speakers, Del Bigtree, Dr. Fleming. Awesome to meet some of you. Like I said before, being a local news anchor, I got to be really involved in the community and connect with viewers. And I felt like I was going to really miss that aspect of being a local news anchor, but gosh, felt like it all over again to have some of you come up and say hello. And I just love being part of this little family, a quest for truth and a quest for fighting this battle together, fighting for freedom, fighting for the things that matter. So we put a little highlight reel for those of you that couldn't make it, and check it out.
But an irate minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the hearts of men. And so this small group can set brush fires across this state for freedom. And to remove from the public square all you atheists out there, remove the Judeo-Christian influence, because Antonio Gramsci said this: in order for us to win, we must infiltrate gradually every major institution that is operating under the Judeo-Christian frame. And men and women, they have succeeded. The Bible says God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but of power, dunamis. That is a supernatural power and of a sound mind. We must process where we are through the lens of our faith. We must see it as God sees it.
Thank you.
Man, I think I went more viral than COVID. I'm pretty sure. All right. Well, it's kind of hard to go after the pastor. That was some awesome words, and this is definitely a spiritual warfare. It's not the flesh. And fear is a very powerful thing. Hopefully more people start to recognize that they have to stop with the fear. So my name is Miguel Escobar. I'm a physician assistant. I am a father.
My first patient called on March 16th. She did well. And I kept fine-tuning it over the past year from input with a lot of other U.S. doctors who are also treating early and outpatient. Because these treatments were working, when the controversy started last summer, out of a strong ethical obligation to care for my patients, I continued to treat the numbers of sick people as they increased. As of this week, my practice has treated approximately 1,200 acutely ill patients as old as 98 years old. We have less than 20 hospitalizations and zero deaths per patient. If they presented before the seventh day. Sadly, I do include in my stats one patient we lost. He came in on the 12th day of illness. He was a transplant patient. He had already been to the ER and was turned away multiple times before he sought care from us. It was so unnecessary. Stories like that are why I decided to start to speak up. I believe these treatments are safe, and I think safety is a high priority. In April of this year, I testified here at the Capitol on behalf of the House bill that Reagan mentioned. As a physician, informed consent is core to shared decision-making and good medicine. In fact, I'm going to read you this from the AMA published Code of Medical Ethics. Informed consent to medical treatment is fundamental in both ethics and law. Patients have the right to receive information and ask questions about recommended treatments so that they can make well-considered decisions about care. Successful communication in the patient-physician relationship fosters trust and supports shared decision-making.
Ongoing data. I have people call every day and tell me they have had some issue after the vaccine and they're still sick, and I tell them, report it.
So I wore this hat that says, Make Science Great Again. You've all heard the term flattening the curve. We did. Nowhere in that did it say that that somehow stopped the transmission of the virus. So let's look at where this virus really comes from, shall we? It comes from the United States federal taxpayers' monies paid for with people like Ralph Baric, Peter Daszak, Xizhang Li, and Anthony Fauci. This virus is quite real and is quite man-made. There are two decades worth of papers and research with our monies spent to develop this virus to do exactly what it did, to be spread. Bear in mind that a bioweapon, which is the development of a weapon that has no benefit for mankind, is a violation of international treaty under the Biological Weapons Convention Treaty. Welcome science. Welcome medicine. When the federal government interferes with physicians like this one, Dr. Offit, myself, and others that you've heard on stage, explain to you that there are treatments available for this virus to prevent its attachment, to prevent its replication and the blood clotting and inflammation. When the federal government interferes with the practice of medicine, they have stepped outside their constitutional authority. All 600,000 deaths and millions around the world are the direct consequence of the same people who paid for this bioweapon and who prevented you from getting treated. So let's look at what they did for us. They developed drug vaccines. Now, let me start with, if you are an American Airlines pilot or a United pilot or whatever airline pilot or a stewardess or you work for these and you do not believe that you should be forced to be vaccinated, go on strike. Let's see how well using the law of the land holds true for these people. Never in the history of medicine, in this country or other countries, have we watched people come into a hospital with breathing problems or infectious problems and said, there's nothing we can do for you. Go home until you get worse. The practice of medicine has been abducted and prostituted by the federal government.
There you go. So just some highlights. I also interviewed some of you, and we're going to try and play some of those. Tomorrow, hard to get it all in, but I did talk to a man who lost his son shortly after getting the vaccine. He was trying to do what he could, the best he thought was for his child, and he was betrayed. And I put this together at almost 11 o'clock last night because I felt like we needed to get that out today. So we're going to be playing you that, talking a little bit more about this. And that's after the break.
Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s, and then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020. Where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censured by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, that you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. And now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus. And that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. They need to go to prison for it right now.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting legal battles is not fun, and it's not cheap. Trust me, we know all about that here at InfoWars. And now, unfortunately, I have become a big political target of the New World Order and of the Democrat Party and of the mainstream media. Now, I'm just one in a group of many that they are targeting, but boy, oh boy, are they coming after me now, and so I need your financial assistance at defendowen.com. I'm going to have lawyers working on this case all the time, unfortunately. It's not going to be cheap, it's not going to be fun, but you can ease some of the stress, ease some of the financial burden by going to defendowen.com if you're able to financially support. Of course, your words of support mean everything, your prayers are paramount, but defendowen.com for financial support so that I can be sure that I have the best legal team for this defense, which is going to be key for free speech and for the truth and to keep me on air. Thank you for going to defendowen.com.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, Christy Lee. Guest hosting for Harrison Smith today. We do have breaking news for you today. Not surprising news, but breaking nonetheless. FDA full approval to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. We had this breaking for you just minutes after it happened, but in case you missed it, here to tell you again that the FDA has given full approval to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. That came from Reuters. You can see my chicken scratch here when I saw it come up on Twitter minutes after it happened. But we do want to remind you of that. And I also want to remind you that if you are feeling discouraged, which I often do, because it seems like over and over and over again, the enemy wins. The enemy wins. The enemy, where's our win, right? It can be discouraging, but don't give up the fight. We already knew this was going to happen. I mean, it wasn't suspicious at all that the government, that Fauci, that the big pharma companies, they all knew that this was going to happen today. That's not suspicious at all. So no surprise that what they told us was going to happen, what they coordinated, I'm sure, was going to happen, did in fact happen today. Breaking: FDA full approval to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Also a reminder, had an article for you earlier that the FDA issues a death warning on a new cancer drug. And here's why. It was approved through an accelerated process. That's coming from an article from CherylAtkinson.com. Just a reminder that, you know, the approval doesn't mean much if it's harmful. And the approval doesn't mean much if bioethics concerns are being ignored. And the FDA approval doesn't mean much to a father who lost his son because he thought he was doing the best thing for him and got his 16-year-old son a vaccination against COVID and regrets that, can't take it away. He feels lied to, betrayed. Very difficult to talk to him. Talked to him at Texans for Vaccine Choice Rally over the weekend, and I'm going to go ahead and share the story with you. His name is Ernest Ramirez, and he lost his son, Ernest Ramirez Jr. Here's the story. Okay. His story is... Oh, here it is.
Well, my son, we've been locked up since the COVID started. You know, we stay indoors, masks, sanitizer, everything. And then I got announcement where the vaccine was safe for teenagers. I doubted it, so I waited a little longer. And then finally kept announcing that it's safe for kids. And so I said, well, instead of seeing him locked up in the hospital where I can't get to him, let me give him the shot since it's safe.
Yeah.
It was 3 days later, he was playing with my neighbor's son, real good people, and he just collapsed. And the only thing they could tell me was he died from an enlarged heart. A few days after that, that's when all the news, they started reporting where 60% of the teenage boys were dying because of enlarged hearts. I said, if I would have known that earlier, nothing would have happened. My son would still be here with me. It took detectives of Edinburgh, they came by and told me the results of my son's death. They're not even doctors. Why is the police department coming to tell me my son died from an enlarged heart? A doctor should have notified me. He was my baby. I raised him from day one. And, it's harder on me because I go home to an empty house now. Because, he was my world.
And you were trying to do something good for him.
To protect him. Like I said, that was my job, to protect him. So I thought that was it. And, I went through a lot of depression, blaming myself for trying to protect them, and it was the wrong choice. I actually blame the government because they lied to us. They kept the results a secret till it was already too late for me and my son. I mean, if they would have brought it out even sooner, like I said, he would still be here with me. So, like I said, I love my country and everything, but I have no faith in my government anymore. They took what was more important to me. I just for parents, don't, just think before you even get your kids vaccinated. It's not worth the risk. I mean, not even if they said 10%, that's still not worth my child's life.
Thank you for speaking.
Thank you, bro.
Absolutely heartbreaking. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Especially because he felt like he was doing the best thing for his son. And he said that if he would have known that there was any risk, and that this wasn't the best thing for his son, that he would have, and he found that out like a week after his son had already gotten the vaccine, then he wouldn't have gone forward. It's highly documented that these vaccines, especially in the younger people, can cause heart issues, and that's exactly what happened with his son, an enlarged heart. Absolutely heartbreaking. And now we're going to see more of it because it's going to give a lot of people a false sense of security that the Pfizer vaccine has been fully approved by the FDA. But let me remind you that that doesn't mean that there hasn't been issues with other fully approved FDA drugs and treatments. There has been. So don't think of this as a complete victory. We know the truth. We know that there's bioethics concerns. We know that there's more risk for younger people taking the vaccine than there is for COVID itself, a survival rate of 99.9% for kids. If you want to donate to this father who had to unexpectedly bury his son, you can go to this GoFundMe page, and he is taking donations. And we want to thank him for, in his heartache, sending a warning out to other parents, getting the word out. And he says he is going to go to Washington and see what can be done about this, see if anyone can be held accountable for what happened to his son. On the heel of that, I have a battle I have to take myself. My school district is having yet another meeting to clamp down on requiring masks. They already pulled the rug out from underneath me the night before school, saying they were going to require masks, but then hidden in the fine print, I was able to opt out for my children. Well, shocker, they want to have another meeting. And they announced it like the night before, because that's how they play this, that now they want to remove the option to opt out, that now you can't opt out unless you have a doctor's note. I don't even have a doctor yet. I just got to Texas. So I'm going to go ahead and try to make it to this board meeting tonight at the Round Rock School District, and I don't even know what I'm going to say. I don't even know if it's going to matter, but pressing on to fight for these young children to not have to cover up their face and to be able to see each other and to raise questions of risk-reward benefit. What is the reward compared to the risk? There's an article out, Pandemic Panic Theater, why all 14 gold standard randomized controls trials of face masks have been suppressed. We're not holding this to the same standard as other information. Why is that? Why do they want to cover the children, the faces of our children so badly? Why don't they want to follow science? Why did Fauci get away with saying that the masks weren't necessary? And he gets to flip-flop. He wasn't taken off YouTube for saying that, but Rand Paul was. More on that later.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, a 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. And they profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-1399, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. Thank you.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. This is Christy Lee, guest hosting for Harrison Smith today. We have covered quite a bit today. Anything from, of course, the developing news of Owen Schroyer. Again, you can go to defendowen.com with his battle. Crazy day on Friday to hear that Alex Jones and Roger Stone were cleared, and then hours later hear that Owen Schroyer had a warrant out for his arrest. But yet, what happened to Jaden X? What happened to John Sullivan? He is just on house arrest, maybe, has some internet restrictions, but no, they want to bring Owen in. So important to, of course, pray for him, but go to defendowen.com if you can also financially support. Also talked about journalistic integrity. We're going to get those interviews with Cheryl Atkinson up on band.video later today under my channel, Christy Lee TV. Also, we'll put those up on kltv.news. And also dealing with breaking news that the FDA has fully approved Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Breaking, but no shock or surprise here because, you know, Fauci knew, Big Pharma knew, government knew that FDA was going to approve this. Today, they knew, and so it was to be expected, but it is now confirmed that it's fully approved. I want to remind you of this article from CherylAtkinson.com that the FDA issued a death warning on a new cancer drug that was approved through an accelerated process. So just because this has approval does not mean that it's safe. And does not mean that we don't continue to fight to have these bioethics conversations, to get the news out that we heard from earlier, the father who lost his son, who was following advice, who felt assured, and now many more people are going to feel very assured. Oh, well, now it's fully approved, so I'm safe. Well, tell that to the father who lost his son because he decided to get his 16-year-old the jab because he was told it was safe and effective. And then 3 days later, died of an enlarged heart. And it's fully documented. The FDA had fully documented that as a potential side effect. But he felt safe. He was told it was safe and effective. And now he doesn't have his son. So don't forget about those brave individuals that are continuing to fight to get the truth out there. Not even close to the same thing, but a fight of my own dealing with the school district here and being brand new to Texas. Thought I was going to get out of tyranny from moving from California. My kids did not go to school in California. When I saw what a disaster it was with how they were handling the pandemic, with what I had heard they were going to maybe teach my children in the California public school system. No thanks. Kept them at home. Did the best I could homeschooling them over the past year. My kids are so excited, or were so excited, to go back to school. They are loving school, but to have the rug pulled out from underneath me the night before with them all of the sudden saying masks are required was extremely frustrating. I was able to give the opt-out form, but a letter from the superintendent of the school says, oh, now we're going to have another meeting that we're announcing the night before. A meeting that I do try to intend to get into, but who knows? We'll see if I get in or if I'm given a chance to talk. But he's wanting to bring a recommendation that the mask opt-out provision be reserved for health or developmental circumstances. Well, how is that going to fall under? I need a doctor's note. I don't even have a doctor yet. Don't even have health insurance. I'm so new yet. So I don't know how that's going to work. So just another pointless reason to put masks on my children, and it is defeating. It's hard. You see all these parents speaking in these meetings. I saw the last meeting. There was a lot of brave people that spoke, some students that spoke. And you think these board members can listen to this and still approve a requirement? Like, this is insane. So it makes you feel like it doesn't matter what you say.
But that's what they want. They want us to feel defeated. They want us to give up. They want us to just surrender, and we cannot. We have to keep pressing on. We have to keep on fighting for what we know is right. And you know deep within your gut that covering your face, the face of your child for hours a day when they're so low risk is not right. It's not right. And it doesn't make sense. And speaking of that, I did come across this article. It was in conservativeplaylist.com. Why all 14 gold standard randomized control trials of face masks have been suppressed. Driving the irrational and unscientific narrative about mask wearing is the censoring of truthful and factual information by tech platforms. YouTube recently banned a video by U.S. Senator Rand Paul in which he stated that masks don't work. Well, Dr. Fauci basically said the same thing about a year ago. That's still up. But it's okay because he's allowed to change his mind whenever he wants. In a 2020 email obtained via a Freedom of Information Act request, Dr. Anthony Fauci stated, as I said, the typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus, which is small enough to pass through the material. Again, he gets to change his mind. And in February 25th, 2020, UK health authorities published a guidance discouraging the use of masks even for healthcare workers in residential care facilities, as there's no evidence masks prevent viral spread. And here's the kicker. Randomized controlled trials have long been regarded as the gold standard in medical research, yet RCTs are now ignored when it comes to mask wearing. Of 14 RCTs that have tested the effectiveness of masks in preventing the transmission of respiratory viruses, 11 suggest masks are either useless or counterproductive. The remaining three suggests masks may be useful, but not to a statistically significant degree. The one thing I would like is just a discussion on, again, risk-reward benefit. We rarely have that discussion when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine. We almost never compare vaccines to early treatment, and again, the risk-reward benefit. When have we last compared early treatment using drugs of ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, glucosamine? I think I'm going to have to double check the other one. But there's other early treatment methods. When did we have we checked like the risks of the early treatment and compared that to the risks of taking the vaccine? We just don't, because it's an inconvenient truth. We'll borrow the words of somebody else that we don't particularly like, but that's just it. We don't talk about these things. We're not allowed to discuss these things. We're just supposed to shut up and put our mask on. So I plan to go to this Round Rock school district meeting tonight, and hopefully I get in and hopefully I can say something. But again, it is defeating, so prayers. Keep on pressing on, and I encourage you to do the same. We only have a minute and 43 seconds left, but I did want to play this video because Biden is stunned to learn of a CBS poll showing that most Americans don't think he's competent, focused, or effective. Here's his reaction.
And then a question on the public response. A new poll out today shows Americans wanted to withdraw from Afghanistan, but they disapprove of the way you handled it. Poll also found that based in part on what's transpired in the last week, the majority of Americans, forgive me, I'm just a messenger, no longer consider you to be competent, focused, or effective in the job.
I haven't seen that poll.
It's out there from CBS this morning. what would you say to those Americans who no longer believe that you're competent in the job?
I had a basic decision to make. I either withdraw America from a 20-year war.
All right, that's enough. I can't even stomach listening to any more of him. But that's his reaction. He thinks it's funny that you don't think he's competent, focused, or effective. He just laughs. He thinks that's funny. I want to take some phone calls from you, some feedback on some of the things that we've talked about, any questions you might have. The number is 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. I would love to hear from you after this break, so make sure you call in, and we'll talk about some other news until I hear from you. 1-877-789-2539. And remember, go on InfoWarsStore.com. That is how we are still on the air. That is how our voices have not been shut down completely. Lots of good deals. Get on there now. Support us.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade, and we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the info war, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now. Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s, and then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020, where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censored by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, that you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. And now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus. And that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. They need to go to prison for it right now. Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do was say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, Christy Lee here, filling in for Harrison Smith, guest hosting. Before I take your phone calls, just a quick shout out to my former California Governor Newsom with this recall effort. And on, if anyone needs inspiration over there in California, that Californians are fleeing in droves. Obviously, I am one of them. The California Department of Finance, which monitors the state population data, announced in December that population growth in California is at its slowest rate in more
than a century. A top voters list of problems is that he had his hypocrisy at the French Laundry restaurant and, you know, it's this holier-than-thou attitude, which we're seeing in others that we might go over later if we have time. But let's take some phone calls. Johnny in, man, I need my eyes checked, Denmark, wants to react about the breaking news of the FDA approval of the COVID vaccine. Johnny, you're on the air.
Yeah. Thanks, Christy. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, your notice will be more relaxed today than you were on Friday. Like, hey, I'm concerned that there's not a teleprompter in today. I'm jazzed at a teleprompter. So you seem to have adapted to it very quickly. It's good for everyone. Not that you weren't doing well on Friday, you were. I mean, you might have been a nervous wreck on the inside, but it didn't show at all on the outside.
I'm always a nervous wreck, but, you know, like I say, press on.
but it didn't show at all, and that's the important thing.
So what do you think about this FDA approval?
Yeah, well, it's just the latest of deceptions in this whole COVID deception, and I think we have to attack the problem at the root. And the root of the problem is, surprisingly to many, but not so much to InfoWars listeners, COVID-19 does not exist. The way to see that, it's actually kind of a Jedi mind trick that they got us to really accept or even entertain the possibility that it does exist. If you just think about it calmly, there's no new symptom. There's no new symptom combination. There's no new symptom severity. There's no new symptom severity combination. There are no new transmissivity characteristics. And there's not even an isolated pathogen, as people are learning now. So how can you claim that there is even a disease, a new disease called COVID-19? And, of course, you know, it doesn't even pass the sniff test because they're talking now about the lab leak in Wuhan. There was nothing to leak, and it was a quintuple chimera. If it was a quintuple chimera and it was doing so much damage, how come until late last year, until August of last year, there was not, as Dr. Rainer Friedmisch has stressed, not a single country in the world last year as of last August where there was more death than there was the year before? Answer.
There's a lot of questions that we would appreciate answers to, but, you know, the questions that we want answers to tend to get censored or glossed over. Thank you, Johnny, for your phone call. Interesting observations there. Let's go to Kurt. Yes, Kurt from Texas. He says that there's a religious exemption for masks. If there is, I didn't see it. Kurt, I'd love to hear from you on this.
Yes, Christy. Nice talking with you today. I think we actually spoke a little bit yesterday.
Oh, awesome.
I'm the black guy that was wearing a cowboy hat.
Oh, yes, we did. Yes. I remember.
So great. I actually did see something that was being circulated that there is a template of a religious exemption that literally just states that you can hand this in to whoever it is, these people at the Round Rock School District, basically saying that they're breaking the law. So I actually send it to you.
Please send that to me. I am concerned, though, because it says that it says right in here, I'll be bringing a recommendation at the time that the mask opt-out provision be reserved for health or developmental circumstances only, and it seems to infer that you're going to need a doctor's note. So it doesn't say anything about religious exemption there, but I will try anything.
I'll send it on Messenger to you, so go ahead and read
that.
They're deterring the First and the 14th Amendment, which your child has a right to. But anyway, I just want to make a quick plug of the products. InfoWars products is the best product that I've ever had personally. I highly recommend taking the vitamin D. The Brain Force Plus, which hasn't been in a while, that is probably my number one favorite product on the market. Brain Force Plus. Everyone
awesome.
Needs to get it, especially people who are suffering from brain fog.
Thank you for the plug, Kurt, and thank you for your phone call. I'll look forward to getting a message from you. Now we want to go to Omar in Chicago, I believe that's the name. Something happened after getting the vaccine to your brother. You're on the air.
Yeah, so my brother got the vaccine, and so he said he felt like obviously a hurt in one arm, the one that he got the jab in, but his other arm started hurting for like a week, you know, like no reason. He felt like super lethargic. And, like, one word he mentioned, he was like, I just felt unholy. That's the word he mentioned that like just stuck to me, and I was like
that's an interesting word choice.
Yeah, and then he was just saying like, yeah, just like he's got like a bunch of brain fog and all that. But I had him start taking some black seed oil, and it's been helping him out a lot. He said, I doubt it reverses everything, but you know, it helps out with I guess like inflammation, things like that, and. But yeah, and then my dad got it. He's been coughing and having like mucus in his throat and chest like all the time. My mom just says she feels weird ever since. And now that's like it's approved by the FDA. Like I have an 11-year-old sister. Like she's not gonna get it. Like hell no. Like no way. You know? And yeah, just crazy. Like it's like all you gotta do is look at the signs, and then you know I tell my you know like my coworkers, friends, blah blah. But they can't find the signs because it's all censored. So, like, they think, like, oh, no, I can't find it. You're crazy. It's like, but, like, you're using Google. Like, who do you think controls Google?
Exactly.
Like, it's all collusion, right? It's all, you know, like, it's all connected.
Thanks for the reminder, Omar. Thank you for your phone call. DuckDuckGo is your best bet usually when trying to find this information. But again, if it's so safe and effective, why do you continue to hide the other side as opposed to answer the challenge and accept the challenge of open debate? They have been asked to have open debate. We had Steve Kirsch on Friday. He said they've asked multiple times to have open debate. They flatly refuse. If the truth is so convincing on your side, why do you refuse to have the open debate? Interesting. Let's go to Floyd in Virginia. You're on the air. Floyd in Virginia.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I was calling this morning. My wife, she had just gotten the results from an image that was taken of her thyroid. She's a nurse, and she hasn't received she hasn't taken any of the shots, and she suddenly has these two nodules in her lymph node. She works around COVID positive and patients who have also taken the COVID jab.
Hmm.
And out of nowhere, she's a 42-year-old healthy young woman. And we've never had any health issues, and suddenly she has these lymph node issues going on with these nodules. She's got an 11-millimeter nodule and a 1-single-millimeter nodule in the same lymph node on her neck. And I have heard about the shedding that's been going on with these vaccines, and I'm convinced that it's, you know, this is the result of vaccine shedding. And, you know, this whole vaccine thing isn't nothing new to me. I was put on the Homeland Terrorist Watch List in 2010 because I was given some information by some friends of ours who worked at Fort Detrick, Maryland, about the vaccine the government was going to be pushing for the H1N1 virus. And as I printed out the information and was giving it to anybody who would take it out of my hand, and 1 month into that campaign, I get visited by the FBI. And they placed me on the Homeland Terrorist watch list. I wasn't allowed to fly. I wasn't allowed to have a checking account. I wasn't allowed to have a job. I wasn't allowed to have a credit card, a mortgage, a car loan, no nothing.
And this is just because you tried sharing information?
Yes, it was. And what happened was I printed out the vaccine ingredients and put it into a little pamphlet, and I was handing it out to anybody who would take it. And yeah, they came to my home. They took possession of my computer, my cell phone.
That's crazy.
Like I said, my checking account. And they told me for every single one physical copy of that pamphlet that I made, that I kept, would be 1 year in federal prison and a $10,000 fine for every piece of paper. So this whole vaccine virus shenanigans has been something that I've been invested in for a long time. And I've been warning folks since 2010. Heck, I've been warning folks since 2005.
Well, do what you can, but be safe out there. We got to go to break, but you can call in 1-877-789-2539. But let's hold off until the end of the next hour on that, because we do have to get to a special guest in the next hour. Scary, scary, scary things happening in Australia. Things are happening so fast here, so we need to look to other countries to see what we might be in for. We're going to talk about that in the next hour.
Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s, and then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020. where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censored by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, that you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. And now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus. And that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. They need to go to prison for it right now. So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount. And that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that lasts for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution all around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. This is Christy Lee, guest hosting today for Harrison Smith. We have an exciting guest, Evelyn Ray, a Christian conservative columnist at Cauldron Pool. She just shared this tweet the other day from Nick Holt that's interesting. He says yesterday was one of the darkest days in Australian history. For the past 18 months, the Australian government has deceived, manipulated, and terrorized the Australian people. What's even worse is the people who support them. Here's the video that he shared.
Well, yesterday was one of the darkest days in Australian history. Images are now being shared around the world of thug cops firing rubber bullets at Australian citizens who were protesting against a government who for the past 18 months has deceived, manipulated and terrorised the Australian people. In the last 18 months, this government has forced a million Australians out of work. They've shut down thousands of businesses and arrested those who don't comply. They've denied more than 200,000 Australians the right to die with dignity by locking them inside hospitals and nursing homes and not allowing them any visitors. They've told you that we're all in this together. While Anastasia Palaszczuk and Daniel Andrews and many others give themselves a pay rise. They now stand in front of the cameras and compliant journalists every day and tell you that it's your fault you're being punished. Our governments are nothing more than cowards who have been psychologically and physically abusing the Australian people for 18 months. But what's worse than that is the talentless elites who are supporting them, many of whom are journalists. Woke radicals like Peter Fitzsimmons, Jane Caro and Mike Carlton want you locked down longer, harder, and with more severe punishments. These people are a disgrace to this country. They're a stain on everything our soldiers have fought and died to defend. They're imposters, and they're worse than the virus itself.
Sounds all too familiar to what's going on here. Could be a foreshadow. Joining me now is Evelyn Ray, Christian conservative columnist at Cauldron Pool, as well as Sky News contributor. As a former police officer, she served for over a decade. Her work sheds a multifaceted insight into the current socio-political climate in Australia. So we're going to get started real quick with you, Evelyn, and then we're going to take a break and dive in more. But you shared this video and article. It's scary because he uses so much of the same language that we're hearing now in the U.S.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks so much for having me on. It's certainly a global issue right now. And usually Australians follow what the Americans do. We're like the little brother, but I have a feeling it's the other way around. I think we're leading the race with this COVID tyranny, and I think it's going to spread from here off our shores, and it's going to seep into a lot of the Western civilizations, America being probably one of the major targets right now.
One of the most shocking headlines of the articles that you shared with us is the Australian government to seize 24,000 children, vaccinate them without parents present in a massive stadium. It just doesn't even sound real. It sounds like it's part of a dystopian movie. Like, this cannot be real. But this is what's happening right now?
Yeah, so most people I speak to always ask me, is this actually happening in Australia? Surely not. And I mean, it's there. It's for all to see. There is a press conference where our health minister in New South Wales goes through the process of that 24,000 school students that they want to vaccinate. And honestly, like the video clip is worth probably playing. It's unbelievable the pitch that this health minister makes. He's just trying to like use all of these teenage language and things to get all the kids, you know, in with candy to get this vaccine.
Hold that thought, because we have so much to dive into. It's so important, and we want to make sure we hear all of it and get all of it. So stick around. We're going to have more with Evelyn Ray and these shocking news headlines out of Australia, a foreshadow of where we're headed, quite possibly.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, a 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. They profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Thanks for sticking around. This is Christy Lee, guest hosting today for The American Journal. And today we have Evelyn Ray with us, a Christian conservative columnist and former police officer over there in Australia, shedding some insight on the shocking headlines that are coming out of Australia right now. So scary. I mean, it already feels so scary here in the U.S., especially with the breaking news today of the Pfizer vaccine getting full approval by the FDA. Breaking, but not shocking. And Evelyn Ray, we were just talking about this shocking headline, Australian government to seize 24,000 children, vaccinate them without parents present in massive stadium. And so you were talking about that. So let's just pick up where we left off.
Yeah, so basically our health minister in New South Wales, Brad Hazard, went out in a press conference a couple of weeks ago saying that the Qdos Bank Arena in Sydney, which was where we held our Olympics in 2000, is going to be turned into a vaccination hub for year 12 school students. So that's basically kids who are either 16, 17, 18 years of age. And basically what they're going to be doing is the schools are going to be sending all of the kids to this Olympic arena in buses by the thousands to get their vaccine. They do have to have parental consent, I believe. However, it was stipulated that parents are not allowed to be present. And there was an incredible press conference that Brad Hazard made, which is remarkable, the language that he uses. He uses the word like gold ticket, and he uses all of the celebrities that have performed, whether it be either in athletics or music in this particular arena, to say these people were gold stars in this arena. Now it's your turn, little children, to be gold stars in this arena and do your part and get the vaccine. It's unbelievable. And it's like what you said before, it's hard to believe these headlines, but the videos are there. It's all real, and it's absolutely terrifying right now for the Australian people over here.
Didn't we see some video of children collapsing after receiving the vaccine? Was that out of Australia, do you know? Sorry to put you on the spot. I just remember seeing video.
Yeah, no. So there was a lot of video going around where there was allegedly three children who were fainting and passing out. There's been a lot of rumor that one of those children out of the 24,000 that were vaccinated has actually passed away since this happened. However, none of this has been able to be confirmed either by the police, either by the media or the family. There's rumor that the family of the children who had these side effects have basically had a gag order put on. They're not allowed to speak about it. So all of us over here in Australia are in the dark, and that's where we have been since the beginning of COVID. Unfortunately, we have been lied to by our politicians. We have been lied to by our health officials. We've been lied to by the media. We're getting all this footage coming out of here and no explanation. We're not allowed to have an explanation. And if we dare talk about things that go against the narrative or question the narrative, we get censored over here. We get arrested. So all of us over here are just simply confused. All we want is the truth. And it's very hard right now for us to get that in Australia.
I mean, the worst that I've seen as far as journalists go is we just get our voices taken away, banned, censored, shadow banned. But you're talking about journalists getting arrested if they talk about the wrong thing?
Well, there's actually legislation over here that was introduced in Victoria during COVID to say that if you basically talked about conspiracy theories or things pertaining to COVID, that there could be lawful action taken against you. So, there is potential for that happening over here. We are just shut down from beginning to end with whatever we talk about. There are politicians over here who have dared to speak out against the narrative, and they've lost their jobs. They've been kicked out of the party that they were, you know, supposed to be representing. And it's just a mass scale censorship. And it's really difficult right now for any of us to sort of be able to have a voice, which is why I'm so grateful that Americans, you guys, are actually willing to hear what we have to say, because our own countrymen aren't.
That's crazy. This article talks about that it should be noted that Australia has had strict vaccination laws since at least 2018. Parents can receive heavy fines and lose welfare benefits if they refuse to comply with the traditional vaccine schedule. So scary to think that suddenly our children are not our children, that they can be rounded up and given a vaccine without the parents even present. This is insane, and it's so hard to believe that anyone can't see this as being insane. This article also talks about accommodation facilities used for mandatory quarantine. Oh, this is so scary. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so they have basically taxpayer money. Our hard-earned money is going towards a quarantine facility in Melbourne, and they're building these big buildings, these big hubs for basically returning travellers, for people who have been tested positive for COVID, for people who are not complying or the government deems as a risk of not complying with COVID restrictions. They can basically send them there. They're all in one spot. They can have surveillance there. They can have police there, security, whatever they want, but it's contained in a small area for the Australian people. And the way that they're sort of polishing this turd is to say that, you know, it's going to make it easier for us Australians. Having this facility is going to be so much better because you can go overseas and just come back into this little prison and everything will be fine. But those of us who can see straight through the glass can see exactly what they're doing. Unfortunately, there's a large group of Australians over here who are just eating everything that the government are feeding them right now. And that's half our problem here is most of us here, I don't think, are awake. And if we are awake, they're not awake enough.
And you are interesting in the fact that you have that Christian perspective. What are you feeling now as a Christian? I mean, so many Christians, I'm hearing from a lot of Christians being like, these are the end times. This is it. It's happening. What are your thoughts on that? Are we to be approaching all of this madness with like an end times view?
I think that, to be honest, my interpretation of everything right now is that we are a nation under judgment. I mean, you can't abort babies at 9 months by the billions across the world. You can't redefine, you know, the definition of marriage. You can't let, you know, children cut off their breasts and their private parts in the name of tolerance for all these years and expect to live a good life or to just keep sailing on by. I think we're a nation under his judgment. I am in the sort of Christian perspective. I'm a post-millennialist, which is a bit confusing. I won't get into theology too much, but I actually think that, you know, the world will eventually become more Christianized before we see the end of the world. So I'm not into, you know, the vaccine being the mark of the beast. I personally don't believe that eschatology, but it certainly does have a lot of similarities to some of the things that you do read in Revelations and things like that. But I'm quite content to just keep cruising where we're going, keep speaking the truth. And I think eventually truth will prevail and, you know, that good will win over evil.
So the breaking news in the U.S. today is that the Pfizer vaccine has been given full FDA approval. It sounds like that won't really change much of what's going on in Australia as far as Australia was just sold out on these vaccines, it seems, from the get-go. What's the latest as far as that's going? I mean, you're almost given the impression that Australia is like 90% vaccinated, but I mean, when you read the numbers, that's not the case. But gosh, even under so much pressure, there's still people resisting. Can you give me perspective on that?
Yeah, so our Prime Minister originally came out and said 80% of you have to be vaccinated before we lift restrictions or even consider going back to normal. He's now dropped the bar down to 70% because obviously Australians aren't interested. We are currently only sitting at 30% fully vaccinated. And yeah, it's not really moving up very quickly at the moment with the vaccination rate.
More coercion to get the vaccine, not exactly informed consent. We are going to talk more with Evelyn Ray just after this break. She has a video to show us about the borders and separation of the vaxxed and unvaxxed.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children. We are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country. Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. thebiopros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. This is Christy Lee, guest hosting The American Journal today. I have been speaking with Evelyn Ray. She is a columnist and news contributor, Christian conservative, and over there in Australia, shedding some insight on what's going on there is important because things have been happening so fast here in America, and it seems that things are even more strict and oppressive and tyrannical in Australia right now. There were 8 arrested at a protest against these COVID restrictions. And Evelyn, welcome back in. We want to talk about this, give some background, because I know that you sent a video about this, but we need a little background. What's the deal with the border and these extra protests that have broken out?
Yeah, so just basically to give people who don't live in Australia sort of an idea on the way our state borders work, we have these invisible lines in our country that we, as per our constitution, can travel to and from however and whenever we please. A lot of our state borders are actually on urban boundaries, which basically mean that the boundary just runs through residential streets or main arterial roads. It's not like a gap in infrastructure. It's not like there's kilometers or, as you guys would say, miles of vacant land that you can migrate to and from. Like sometimes you could touch the neighbor across from you and that would technically be a different state. So, what we're seeing at the moment with all these COVID restrictions is our state premiers, so the people in charge of each state in Australia, have basically shut the borders of those states. And what that means is a lot of people in different states are now losing their jobs because they're not allowed to travel to and from. And often a lot of people will live in a certain state and then work in a different state because of how small our boundaries are in that urban sort of border. And what we've seen over the weekend is different protests in different states around the country, basically demanding our freedoms, demanding that the state premiers open up these borders. As I said, lots of people's livelihood depends on these borders being opened. And one of the major borders that's had the most trouble is the Tweed Heads and Coolangatta urban border, which is the top of New South Wales being Tweed Heads. Joins onto the south part of the Queensland border. And now that the Queensland border has shut to New South Wales, a lot of health officials, a lot of people who travel into Queensland to the hospitals and to the work can no longer go there. And the only way that they can is the government has mandated that they have to be vaccinated. So we have to be, it would be like saying you in Texas, you have to be vaccinated to enter New York, or you have to be vaccinated to enter Florida. It would sort of be a bit similar to that, but on an even closer scale, because we're obviously a bit smaller. But over the weekend, we saw protesters hit that particular urban sort of bubble up in Tweed. We had a guy riding a horse down the street like William Wallace. All he needed was the blue war paint, telling people to just go over, just march over the border. They can't stop us. But the video that I shared today just goes to show the level of lunacy that is coming out of Australia, because there is a pathology vehicle who cannot go to the other side of the border to deliver much needed blood or other specimens for the hospital. So you can see in this video that the two pathology cars go to this invisible border where they've put this plastic barricade and hand over blood bags over to the other side. And basically, obviously, this particular person offloading the blood has not been vaccinated, so it cannot go over, or does not want to go in these ridiculous lines, because you have to line up now like you're going through the Mexican border into America, just to go into your own country, just to go to the street over. And you have to have a permit. The government has to sign off on your permit to give you permission to enter, and they won't give you that permission to enter if you're not vaccinated. So this is what we're seeing as a result of this. I think the gentleman who does the video kind of gives a commentary on what's happening there. But, it is madness over here right now.
Are we going to play that video or... Okay, we just played the video, basically. That's what's happening. So it's just basically this orange barricade. And so even for blood that's needed, they're enforcing these strict, ridiculous rules, even for things that are needed like that. Also...
Yeah, and
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and this is only the beginning. I think that we're going to see like a huge array of medical negligence stemming from this pandemic, and this is just one example of maybe one of the ways that we're going to see that medical negligence.
It's so crazy. And then I'm reading through, it's funny, as a longtime former journalist, I pay attention to words and the way they're used, and this from ABC as part of their key points. Authorities have slammed the behavior of protesters as abhorrent and dangerous, and say mass gatherings will only lead to more lockdowns. So it's just more intimidation, more bullying, and then when you read things like this, it just sounds like a threat. Like, if you keep this up, it's only going to get worse. We're just going to make it worse for you. So is that how has your journalism been? You said it's mainly been censored. Anything that doesn't support the narrative is censored as well?
Yeah, so the ABC, who you just read from, is basically the Australian equivalent of CNN. Never let the truth get in the way of a good story. That's their motto that they live by. So whatever they say, you pretty much have to take with a grain of salt. But yeah, it's right now the mainstream media in Australia is just using fear porn to get the Australian people to do exactly what they want. If you have a look at the ABC journalism or mainstream journalism, only from the 2020 BLM protests that happened in Australia, which was during the pandemic, mind you, and then their language that they use, for these Freedom Rally protests also during the pandemic, you can see the stark contrast between the two, and you can see exactly through their narrative and agenda. You even have the police in Australia who come out and give press statements around the BLM saying we've got to be compassionate and understanding as to why they're doing this. And you've got police taking the knee during the pandemic for this BLM. But then you can see the videos coming out of Australia with what the police are doing to these Freedom Rally protesters. But, yeah, back to what you asked me, sorry. Yeah, we are censored over here. I know Cauldron Pool, who I write for. We are shadow banned off all of the mainstream social media accounts. And, yeah, unless people basically go directly to our website, you probably miss the news. And that's the sad reality of alternate and I guess different media over here. And I'm guessing it's probably the same for you guys in America.
Do you feel like this is working? Are people backing off? I mean, obviously we had this protest, but 2,000 people, I mean, here doesn't sound like a whole lot of people. Is this going to spur more people to stand up and fight for their freedom, or are these bullying tactics working?
Sadly, I think they're working at the moment, but we've got some truck drivers that are actually going to be shutting down the country. They're going to be doing a big strike, and I'm happy to go into that if you like after the break, but
yeah,
it's a bit of a beacon of hope for us.
That. Very good. Thank you, Evelyn Ray. Thank you for taking your time to talk to us. It's important that we know what's happening globally because it can happen here too.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade. And we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the InfoWar, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Christy Lee, guest hosting the American Journal today. We've covered, oh, so many topics. Right now we're talking to Evelyn Ray, who is a columnist right there in Australia, where lots of stuff is going on, particularly protests. And I was asking her just before the break, many of us are feeling defeated. It just seems like the other side, evil wins, wins, wins. We don't get our wins. We're ignored. We're doing the protests and then blamed even further for supposedly causing the lockdowns. And it makes you wonder sometimes, is all of this propaganda thrown at us, thrown at them in Australia, is it working? Is it making people back off? Are they feeling defeated? Or are people going to stand up? Are people going to once and for all stand up? And we were talking just before the break. Evelyn, welcome back in. You were telling me that there are some other things planned and that might allow for some hope. Tell me about a truck operation that's going to happen.
Yeah, so like you said before, I'm surprised the rubber band hasn't snapped already. I have no idea why us Australians are just sort of laying down, but we've tried to protest before. We've done it twice now. And to be honest, it really hasn't made too much of a difference. However, the truck drivers, the good old Aussie truck drivers, are coming through for us. And basically, because of all these border closures, what we were discussing before, they're also struggling to be able to cross the borders because they're being forced to be vaccinated, forced to quarantine. They have to get permits. They've got to get the rapid antigen testing and the PCR testing like every day. And it's just getting too much. They've had enough. And basically what they're planning on doing is shutting down the road, shutting down the distribution of food, of everything. So our whole country is going to be at a standstill. They're going to block the roads, block the highways. They're going to refuse to drive all the goods and services around the country. And they're going to try and hit these big corporations, the politicians, and everything where it hurts most, which is the money.
I mean, and that's what happened here at a Texans for Vaccine Choice rally. There was a lot of encouragement about go on strike. Allow yourself to get fired. Just stop. They need us, and they need to be shown they need us. On that note, you have an interesting background because you were a police officer for a long time. And you see these videos a lot of the times where when there's protests going on, police officers come and they take the protesters away or things like that. And so that's just an interesting angle. How can we get law enforcement to wake up and be on the side of freedom and be on the side of what's right? And what is happening with law enforcement in Australia?
Yeah, so I sort of commented on this the other day, actually, and I sort of said, you know, I joined the police for the pure reason of I wanted to do good. I wanted to get bad people off the streets. I wanted to serve justice, and I wanted criminals to be where they belonged, which was behind bars. And the only way that I can fathom in my mind and sort of reason with how the police could be doing this to everyday Australians is that they do not view us as everyday Australians. They actually view us as criminals now. They actually view all of us who just want freedom, who just want our God-given rights, as the criminals that they join to lock up behind bars. And that's the sad reality of it. And it's really hard for me to sort of speak out like this because of the unique position I'm in. I served 12 years. I've been through and seen some of the most horrific things that you could imagine. And I've done this beside a lot of these people. So for me to speak up against them is really hard, but I feel that it's really necessary right now because they've got to shift the way that they're thinking about humans. They've lost the ability to view us as human beings, and they're actually viewing us through the lens of criminality. And I think that's where the problem is. And I think the way that we need to get police to be on our side is to kind of open their eyes to the fact that we are their friends, we're their allies, that we are not their enemy. We are not the criminals that they join to lock up. And I think we need to remind them of that. And I think at the moment, this is a reflection on many issues within the police. I joined a very long time ago, back in 2007. But over the years, I've even seen the recruitment process for the police completely change. It's gone from quality to quota. And it's just followed these agendas and these narratives and these spins. And unfortunately, that's what they want. They want lesser officers to join so that they can just basically do what they're told. And that's the nature of the job. You do what the senior officer tells you to do, and it kind of goes down. So the bosses tell the next bosses, tell the next bosses, and then tell these young, influenced, indoctrinated cops on the street. And I think until there's huge reformation in the recruitment process, the training and the education of officers, we're kind of going to see these drone robotic cops on the streets. And sadly, the good cops who are still on the street, who are reaching out to me saying how much they're struggling, they're actually quitting. They're leaving the force. And it's really bad because the caliber of police officer that's going to be left on the street is not going to be good. And I think the police also have to remember, if they don't fix this fractured relationship between them and civilians, it's actually going to be bad for them as well. Because I've had my life saved before by civilians who have seen me in trouble, me getting beaten up, you know, in an alleyway, and they've come and rescued me when my offsiders couldn't find me. And I think if cops aren't careful with how they treat the public from this point on, stuff like that isn't going to happen. The public are just going to turn a blind eye to it because this relationship will be so broken. And sadly, I think it's really sorting the wheat from the chaff right now. And I think that, the bad apples are really getting exposed.
Have you actually had conversations with former colleagues? Have any of them reached out? Have they been supportive? Have they been nasty?
So it's interesting. I've had a lot of people reach out to me who are currently serving, who are really struggling, who are basically wanting to vent to me because I resigned in 2020. So I can actually speak now. I can speak freely. Before that, I wasn't allowed to. And so these police officers are reaching out to me as a point of, I guess, frustration because they're so frustrated with what they're dealing with. Some of the horror stories I'm hearing about the police who are standing up for truth and for honesty and respect are being driven out by their bosses. I heard a police officer who has a mask exemption. They can't wear a mask for a 12-hour shift. And now their bosses are trying to drive them out of the police force, saying, well, if you're not fit to wear a mask, maybe you're not fit to be a cop. You also have police who are emailing me saying that basically if they go to a deceased, a dead body, and that person has been vaccinated, they're not allowed to report that to the coroner as a suspicious death. That they have to, unless they've basically been jabbed and then immediately fallen ill and died, that even if it's a day, 24 hours later, you're not to report those deaths to the coroner. So I have colleagues that are saying there's just things that aren't right. We do have a group in Australia of police. It's called Cops for COVID Truth. They are actually suing the government over here for making them enforce these COVID restrictions. But out of the 15,000 police in New South Wales, there's maybe only 10 who are kind of doing that. If that gives you a bit of perspective as to the ratio of what's going on. But there is a little bit of a hope. There is a little bit of a movement here within the police. Some of them are quitting. Some of them are transferring out of uniform so they don't have to deal with this. Some of them are suing the government. But generally speaking, at the moment, it's looking pretty dim and dire, the relationship between law enforcement and civilians.
It can be so discouraging. And I like the point that you made that it's so important to keep the good cops in, but they're quitting because they're frustrated. And we saw the same thing happen with journalism. Those of us who are trying to hold to journalistic integrity are leaving journalism to do independent journalism. But it's a catch-22 because it's like we do still need good journalists in the mainstream to at least be a check and balance. And the same thing with the police officers. We need some good police officers to be checks and balances for the current system, the way it's set up. More to cover with you, Evelyn. Thank you for sticking around. We're going to have Evelyn back in the next segment. So stick around.
Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s, and then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020, where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censored by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, that you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. And now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus. And that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. They need to go to prison for it right now.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, a 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. The profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show, and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, with a deep burden source, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to literally my brain was enlightened. I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself
or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. Christy Lee here, guest hosting for The American Journal today. We have been talking with Evelyn Ray, a columnist out of Australia, news contributor and former police officer in Australia, just commenting on the protests that are happening there. Most recently, those gathering in New South Wales, the Queensland border, to protest COVID restrictions. These articles say that further inquiries will be made to identify those who were in attendance at today's protest, and appropriate action will be taken. So you were definitely not allowed to be protesting these. Also interesting is that one article says that this inability to cross between those areas is hypocrisy, particularly in a situation where there's no cases in the area. No active cases listed for northern North South Wales, but a man and his two teenage children had tested positive. Oh, and it was detected in the Byron Bay sewage system. So that is reason enough to lock down everyone, take their jobs away. This is just getting worse. Evelyn, welcome back. We were talking about these police officers now having to see protesters as criminals. What a tricky situation that is. Also, enjoy talking with you on the faith angle of this. There's so many different correlations, similar correlations, rather, than with Christians that have been attacked and persecuted, and now it seems like a silly comparison, but it is happening. And now unvaccinated that are being persecuted if they don't take the jab or if they don't wear the mask. We've seen it throughout history that there's particular groups that suffer persecution or are targeted. That's what's happening now. And we, even when you read a lot of the articles here in the U.S., it usually points out typical people who oppose the mask and vaccine mandates are evangelical Christians. So they come right out and say it, which opens it up for persecution. And now we're seeing it even on a more extreme level. You say that there was a church that is raided the right term. Can you explain?
Yeah, so this morning in Sydney, a church, which was apparently illegal, according to these public health orders, was sort of, yeah, I guess you could say raided. It was stormed. It was attended by the local police, and the church was shut down. I think there was about 60 patrons inside the church, and 30 of them got issued with 1,000 on-the-spot fines. And the church itself, because it's like a business, was slapped with a $5,000 fine, as well as possible other criminal offences that will be laid at a later date. So we've seen it in Canada. We've seen it in other countries where churches are not allowed to go ahead, and ministers have said, well, you know, Romans 13, which is you got to abide by the law of the land, goes out the door when it contradicts God's law. And so these particular ministers said, we're not shutting our churches. That goes completely against everything we believe. They were locked up. And now it's happening here in Australia. This was one of the first ones where it's happened. That particular church, I got reached out to by one of the patrons who was there today. And she's going to try and get me in touch with the minister. It hasn't happened yet. But when you go onto the page of this particular church, it's been deleted off Facebook and all of the other social media accounts. I'm not sure why, whether that was a police operation. I'm not sure whether they deleted it because of the threats. And that's the point. Anybody in Australia who is speaking out against these tyrannical, arbitrary systems right now is being attacked by the mob. Our lives are literally being threatened. We're getting up to 5,000 calls per day to the police for people dobbing on other people. And that's how this church was found out, because neighbors around where this church congregates were calling Crime Stoppers, were dobbing them into the police, saying, oh, I think these people are gathering here where they shouldn't be. And that's why the police went there, because they were tipped off by their next door neighbor. And I've said this from the very beginning, people need to start to realize that they have more in common with their neighbor than with the politicians trying to tell them to dob on their neighbors.
And it's so scary. Have people completely forgotten about history, about what telling on your neighbors, how scary that is when we just look at our history? Is anyone making these connections that we've been through this before? We've been through types of things like this where people are targeted and persecuted. Do people not see it?
I don't think so. I don't think people like to read the history books these days, because if you just read a history book, exactly like you said, the answers are right in front of you. You can see the mistakes, the past decisions, and you can make better decisions for the future. But people don't want to read the history books. People would rather put their heads in the sand. And honestly, like, I think this is a generational thing. I think we've bred a generation of people who don't want to do the reading themselves. We've become lazy. We've become complacent. We just want to be fed the information. We just want to sit in front of the TV and have the mainstream media just feed us their indoctrination. But we need to start reading again. Exactly like you said, read the history books. It's there in front of us.
And it's so blatant anymore that it makes you wonder if they're just emboldened to not even try and hide it anymore. We are now living in an age where it's more important and more sound to listen to people from Hollywood, to listen to politicians, to listen to people that clearly have a conflict of interest, rather than doctors, scientists, epidemiologists, people from Stanford, Harvard. Those people are discredited now just because a publication says they're discredited. But no, we got to listen to the celebs. We got to listen to the sports stars. And speaking of that, to help expose that, there was an Australian NBA player that was offered money to promote vaccines. I believe we have his video, and we're going to show that and get some reaction.
Whether you're an actor, an actress, a sports star, an influencer from getting a nice boob job and looking good, I don't care. Whoever you are, why don't we hear you speaking up? The silence is deafening. Let me give you the reason why. Last year, about 3 or 4 months into this pandemic, I got a message from somebody. I'm not going to name who it was or where it came from. I got offered money to put out a public service announcement for you everyday plebs to stay home. We were something like this. Hi, I'm Andrew Bogut, former NBA washed-up athlete, former Olympian, whatever you want to call it. It's your duty to stay home. Do the right thing for the community. I've got money in my bank account. I'm good. I'm fine. I can fill up my fridge with food. I've got cars. I can even somewhat get to different parts of the world if I really wanted to. But you, stay home. Do the right thing for the community. We are all in this together. I refuse to do that shit. And I was offered money for it. I don't need the money. You're right. I was offered money for it. I refuse to do that shit. Now, that's a personal choice I made, because I knew that I was that person that I'd be giving the message to when I was a kid. I was once that person that's told, you're not essential. Keep the community, stay home. So put two and two together. Why do you think a lot of these people haven't put messages out? Why do you think they've put contra messages out saying, do the right thing? Oh, don't do this, don't do that. You know, you got to stay home. You're not essential. I am. I can shoot my influencer video here on the beach and I'm deemed essential. Here's my media pass. But you're not essential. They're getting paid for that shit for the most part.
So there you go.
Absolutely.
He is exposing what we all know is happening, a big bunch of propaganda. Good on him for actually calling them out and saying it for what it is. Half of these people don't believe what they're saying, and half of these people, or majority of people, are exempt from the things they're telling you to do. We want to hear a final word from Evelyn Ray, reaction on that, and a final word.
Yeah, that Andrew Bogut, he's not just a small celebrity. He's like our biggest basketball we've ever had. He's an absolute legend. He is for the truth. He's always speaking out against it. He's unapologetic about it. And I think it's great. And I think more people who are in his position, I hope, can listen to him and actually be encouraged by him and get behind him and speak up, because I'm sick and tired of the celebrities who are hypocrites. It's the same when it comes to carrying a gun. You would see it in America all the time. It's always the people who can pay for private security, who can have their own armed forces around them, that are telling everybody else, don't be armed. They're hypocrites. They live by two different sets of rules. And enough is enough. And I'm so glad that this particular basketballer has finally spoken out against it. He does us Aussies proud. And there aren't many Aussies right now in his position that are doing us proud. So I think it's fantastic.
Good on him. Thank you so much for your insight as a journalist and also as a police officer. Thank you for giving me the heads up on what is happening in Australia. It could be coming here. I really wanted to get to some phone calls today, but we just plain ran out of time. But I will be back here on the desk guest hosting again tomorrow. So I will make sure that I work that into the time tomorrow. We can get your calls then. Make sure that you follow Evelyn Ray on Twitter and keep up with her updates. Thank you so much for watching today. And go to InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us
supported. Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s, and then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020 where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censored by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, that you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. Now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus. And that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. They need to go to prison for it right now.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.